Hammering wooden pegs is just one of several hands-on activities that make up the new Building Rogers exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum. The exhibit, which explores the architectural heritage of Rogers from its founding through the 1960s, was made possible by a $14,000 grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Jessica Whitehead, Curator of Education, and John Burroughs, Assistant Director of the Museum, say the architectural history of the town is an important topic to explore.
I think it's important because it's summed up in what we do in terms of historic preservation. It's appreciating what came before us and taking a moment to understand, you know, not just the beauty or the technical aspects of these buildings, but that they're a part of our history and that they tell the story of the people who once used them. The people may no longer be here, but these buildings are still a part of our town, the fabric of our town, and they give our town's character and they help define what our history has been. So.
It's an easily accessible way to look at history. You know, anybody can walk down the street and look at a building, where, you know, if you have a collection of photographs, not everybody will be able to see those at any given time. Anyone can see a building. And the ones that aren't there, you can still look at the photographs, but the ones that are still there, I think most people can look at a building and have an idea, yes, that is a very old building, and you know, a lot of people are curious and would like to learn more about some of the things that they see on a regular basis.
Some of the other materials children can play with include a workbench with plastic tools, a level, and a plumb bob. Visitors can also put together sink drain pipes or learn how to use a brace and bit. One of the more quiet activities is a tub full of foam blocks children can use to construct brick walls, houses, or whatever their imaginations can create. For adults, there are blue informational boards hanging along the walls. They feature facts about architects, builders, suppliers, famous buildings, construction methods, and historic preservation. Burroughs says the mixture of content with fun activities helps make the exhibit interesting to many of their visitors.
The text panels that you see on the walls, most adults I think would really enjoy reading about the architects and the builders and building suppliers, learning about what's happened with historic preservation in the community. And how buildings have been built in the past. I think kids are going to like this because there's the opportunity to just play and use their imaginations and actually put their hands on tools that they're not that familiar with and hopefully inspire them to want to know more about the subject. So I think there's a good division in the types of information that we've presented and how it's been presented. So.
And a lot of people are interested in this kind of thing. It's the same thing where they see these buildings, but they don't know anything about them. So when we have told people that we're going to have an exhibit about architecture, they usually have a specific building, or is this building going to be in your exhibit? Because they're curious about those things, this information. Just people don't know much about them specifically, so they're very interested.
We've had a lot of people in the past that have purchased older homes in the community that come here researching and wanting to know more about the history of that building and the people who once owned it and lived in them. So I think buildings are probably as important to our daily lives as anything. When you think about it, it defines the space around us and how we live, and I think that's probably what draws people into this subject.
The family-friendly exhibit also features photographs, documents, and tools. Some of the items found in display cases come from the museum's collection, while others have been lent to the museum by local architects.
In one display case, we have a display of objects that explore architectural drafting and architectural training. So we have some old architectural textbooks, some drafting equipment, and an example of a schematic. It was drawn by one of our local architects, Bell Dinwiddie, in the, it looks like the 40s, late 40s. So, and Bell Dinwiddie is an interesting example. She was not only one of our few architects in the area during that time, she was also a female architect, particularly when there were not a lot of female architects practicing.
The other display cases feature bricks from some of the town's historic buildings, as well as an early example of a home kit.
In this display case, we have some of the tools of the trades. We have some old hand tools. We have a great example of how shingles were once made with a fro and a mallet. We have some old hand tools. An example of the Van Winkle mill, the house kits that Peter Van Winkle sold after the Civil War, and that was a very early example of home kits being made available for people, and that was even before home kits from catalogs such as Sears and Roebuck were available. So he was a little bit ahead of his time then. He would sell lumber, pre-cut home plans, and provide the fixtures.
Museum employees have also created an educational program that can be presented in schools.
We have a program that we can take into the classroom where we have some of the same examples of the types of tools that you would see in the exhibit, and not quite as extensive activities as this, but the kids will be able to do things. Depending on their age group, the activity might be making a paper house, or it might be drawing a house plan. Obviously the younger kids will do the more simple activities, and they can still see some of the examples. We visit a lot of classrooms in all of the area schools. Some of the kids get to come to the museum, not all of them do, so we try to give them the opportunity to have the program here or in the classroom. And we will also have loan materials available for teachers to use on their own time.
Whitehead adds that the subject matter can teach students about more than just architecture.
There are a lot of opportunities with architecture to tie into other areas of curriculum instead of just history. The teachers can use this to move on through different areas in science and math, especially because it all ties together. You can't have the architecture without the science and the math behind it, so it can cross the curriculum in many ways.
Building Rogers is now on display at the Rogers Historical Museum. Admission is free, and the museum is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. More information is available by calling 479-621-1154. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.